90.7 Blacksburg. The bright side of the family relatives coming down from the parking lot, directly through the garden to the house of the groom's part of the family, awaited there by the blind singers, escorted by...
John Whitehead. Jelly beans might be a favorite American sweet, but things turn sour for one little girl. School officials refused to allow the little girl to give her classmates bags of jelly beans with a religious poem attached. Now it's up to a federal court to teach these school officials the ABCs of the Constitution. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to the free exercise of religion is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1710.
I'm the red bird, you're the brown bird, in the brambles behind the house. And we both know what the wind does, and I can't make peace just yet. So this is my branch, my darling. Today I feel the way, and we both know how sudden the colors change.
Thank you.
is melting down. With the transistor sound and my Chevrolet Terraplane going round, round, round. Come a little gabarain, standing in a hurricane. Your brains are born like a refugee from a house that's burning, and the heat waves calling your name. Down on her brow, and she's a beast inside a cloud. We're with the cameras turning around.
There's only one place on the dial you can hear. John Scofield, Greg Oz, Matthew Schitt, The Bad Plus, Ben Ellis, Quincy Jones, Dave Burrett, Lightcap, Paul Brett, Hirschfeld, Ken Craig Tate, Amanda Monaco, Springfield Joe, Chicago Underground, Ryan Bell, Medeski, Dave Douglas, Hoggins and John McLaughlin, William Hunker, Coltrane, Galactic, Sonny Rollins, Joe Pharoah, Sex, Johnny Savage, Danny Ornette, Jimmy Smith, Horace Silver, Chick Corby, Mr. Getz. There's only one radio station that can bring you all that jazz. WUVTFM 90.7 Blacksburg.
From John Cleese.
A surprising result of a recent survey was that the most asked question of American philosophers was neither what is the meaning of life, nor if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, etc., etc., but just what is it that philosophers do? The answer is quite a lot. America's philosophers are at work in corporations, labor unions, medical centers and hospices, and of course every day they provoke thinking at thousands of colleges, universities and high schools. Wherever they are, philosophers can ask questions that might just make your life richer and more fulfilling. So, do be careful of those falling trees, won't you? Unless, of course, you're not there.
A message from the philosophers of America. Celebrating 100 years
of I was pulling out my hair the day I cut the deal. Chemically calm, was I meant to feel happy that my life was just about to change?
Are you satisfied? satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?